I'm Barbara Gray. June 27th marks the birth date of Paul Laurence Dunbar, the first nationally recognized African-American writer, who was born in 1872. Beyond the Mask, a documentary over 8 years in the making, follows the life and legacy of this remarkable writer and is now available as a DVD from PBS. Paul Laurence Dunbar wrote his first poem at 6 and gave his first recital at 9. In his very short life, he was 33 when he died. He wrote a dozen books of poetry, 4 books of short stories, 4 novels, lyrics for a musical, and a play, much of the time supporting himself and his family as an elevator boy, to use the language of the time, and a waiter, a source of his dialect poem, Jump Back Honey, even though he was growing in national fame and recognition. Dunbar was the son of former slaves whose mother taught herself to read and write so she could teach him. His father had escaped slavery in Kentucky before the Civil War ended and served in one of the first black regiments during the war. Paul Laurence Dunbar grew up in Dayton, Ohio. He was the only African American in his high school, where he became editor of the school newspaper and a member of the debate club. Orville Wright was a classmate and lifelong friend, and while still in high school began a printing business and was the first to publish Dunbar's writings. Dunbar's first book, The Oak and the Ivy, was a collection of poems written in dialect and in traditional verse. Dunbar subsidized the printing of this book and quickly made his money back and surpassed it by selling copies personally, often to passengers on his elevator. Growing up in the late 1800s and early 1900s, Dunbar wrote widely published essays critical of Jim Crow laws and lynching. His poem, We Wear the Mask, well describes the duality of African-American lives. He writes, "We wear the mask that grins and lies. It hides our cheeks and shades our eyes. This debt we pay to human guile. With torn and bleeding hearts, we smile and mouth with myriad subtleties. Why should the world be overwise in counting all our tears and sighs? Nay, let them only see us while we wear the mask." Early on, Dunbar's poetry attracted the attention of James Whitcomb Riley, as well as that of a wealthy attorney and a physician, both of whom offered financial support and promotion and distribution of his books. The novelist, editor, and critic William Dean Howells published a favorable review of Dunbar's work in Harper's Weekly and brought national attention to Dunbar's writing. Dunbar went on to become friends with Booker T. Washington and Frederick Douglass, who said of Dunbar that he was, quote, "the most promising young colored man in America." In his own time, Dunbar's poems written in dialect often were more popular than those in standard verse. In our time, these can be challenging for some to hear. The documentary features University of Dayton professor emeritus, poet, Dunbar scholar, and interpreter, Dr. Herbert Woodward Martin, who comments on Dunbar's use of Negro dialect spoken in slave days in some of his poems. This can be controversial to some of his modern readers who believe the use of dialect is a detriment and possibly demeaning to blacks. Martin believes that anyone who cringes at Dunbar's use of dialect must have second thoughts about listening to rap or vernacular speech. He believes, quote, "Dunbar sees the humanity, not a stereotype. His ear was marvelously accurate." Dunbar's influence certainly remains alive in our own time. The DVD features an interview with Maya Angelou, who took the title of her biography from Dunbar's poem, Sympathy, which includes the following. "I know why the caged bird sings, ah me, when his wing is bruised and his bosom sore, when he beats his bars and he would be free. It is not a carol of joy or glee, but a prayer that he sends from his heart's deep core. But a plea that upward to heaven he flings, I know why the cage bird sings." Watching the documentary, one can't help but speculate about the symbolic influence of this poem on all those years Dunbar spent caged, operating an elevator to survive. Appreciating Paul Laurence Dunbar's lifelong financial difficulties and health problems, which culminated in his early death from tuberculosis, alongside his amazing creative spirit that resulted in his insightful, beautiful, and prolific writing, make this PBS documentary, We Wear the Mask, well worth viewing. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.